And joining us this morning in studio, chairman of the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series, Jamie Hamilton. Good morning, Jamie. A bright and early, up and ready to go.
You bet. Ready, always ready to talk baseball.
All right, of course. I guess we should start. Congratulations to the Rockies getting their sixth win last night. Brendan Rodgers with his first ever Grand Slam, and bullpen was really good last night. So at least, if you're a Rockies fan, at least it's better than the White Sox right now.
That's how you look at it. You always go to look at the glass half full, right? Or just happy to have a glass at the table.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not sitting out in the garage. You get to actually kind of sit at the adult table, not the card table, out in the garage at Thanksgiving. But yeah, the White Sox just 3 wins. Yikes.
Can they move mid-season? Or is that even allowable?
Yeah, we talked about that. You know, the Nashville, there's an interest there in both parties for maybe the White Sox to move to Nashville. We'll see.
Well, if they had 98 people at a Sunday afternoon game, I think that might leave and nobody would even know.
So. Yeah, they go, wait a minute, where'd the White Sox go? Oh. And would Nashville go, hey, you know what, why don't you
you can keep that team.
Can we get the Cubs instead? Can we have the Cubs instead? Of course, we're getting ready for the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series, and a new poll is out this week, and Johnson County Community College out in Kansas, your number one team in the latest JUCO poll, which came out earlier this week.
Yeah, you know, and that program's always been good. We talked about it off air. Kent Shelley was really established that as a powerhouse, and retired over the last 2 years and brought on a new coach that had under his wing. And so they're playing well. And we know Kansas, it always brings some good baseball and good baseball players here. And they appreciate our community and our tournament, because they talk about it to each other, because they just played the state of Kansas. So it really is a high water mark for them to come here, and they really appreciate it.
Yeah, Jayhawk Conference is always tough. Dagan Brewer for Johnson County, by the way, the Cavaliers. He's having a heck of a season, hitting .418 right now. He's got 68 RBI. He's got 14 home runs. He's been a real run producer for that Johnson County baseball team. But you look at Gaston College, who's been here previously, Sean Doty and his Rhinos, Florence Darlington, Georgia Highlands College. Iowa Western was number one. We talked with Ryan Kogel a week or so ago. They've dropped all the way down to fifth after being the number one team. Central Arizona, Northwest Florida State College, Weatherford College, who's been here before, with Jeff Lightfoot, and then Crowder College, Travis Lalleman in that group, and Pima Community College round out your top 10 right now, with Hutchinson Community College, your number 20 team right now in the JUCO poll. So we talked in the last time about tickets going on sale, things like that. Just every time you come in, just always remind people about getting your tickets, because you can never get them too early for the series.
Exactly right. And my understanding in talking with our people that now we're close – approaching $200,000 in pre-tournament sales, and we'd get a lot of people buying those tickets the week of. The single game tickets go on sale May 1st, so you can get in there and just pick a game, fireworks night, championship night, do those type of thing. Season passes are on our website. We do have people manning the office down at our building, and banquet tickets, those type of things, to get reserved for those operations. And so it's quite busy right now.
Yep. Banquet ticket sales, coming up next week,
next
right?
Week, with May 1st. May 1st.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you certainly, of course, we're still waiting for official confirmation on a JUCO banquet speaker.
Well, I can tell you, he's confirmed.
He's confirmed. So, okay, that's confirmed. But we can't say who it is yet.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying to be very nice and make sure everybody goes at the same. Everybody has a chance to do their volunteer job and get the message out. But it's going to be nice. And next week, I promise you, you'll know.
We'll have it next week. I just know that you're going to love it. I think it's going to be tremendous. Yep. Tremendous. Yep. Get for the speaker this year. We'll leave it at that without spilling the beans
on
too much. You're going to want to get your tickets for the banquet. So when we talk about other preparation, other things that are going on, what are some things that maybe people don't know about that you do in regard to getting prepared for this Junior College World Series? Things that kind of go maybe under the radar a little bit that are still important things, Jamie, that you have to address?
Well, I mean, it's us, but we really start in January, and our marketing committee gets together, and we're approaching all the sponsors that have been historically with us, and then trying to get some new people to come in and take a look at what we do and how they can promote themselves. And more than anything else, it's just make it a part of the community. As we talked about this before, I mean, it's the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. I actually work at a bank.
Right.
So it's not about ownership per se.
It's about community collaboration.
Community collaboration, exactly. That's why you got the facility over there at Stoker and Seplesio Field. And so the other things that we work is we're out there making sure the hosts, we meet with the host and make sure that the hosts know which hotel they're going to be and go out to all the people that have helped us over the years at the hotels. And it's unique now because of the growth of Western Colorado and people coming in on Memorial Weekend. Hotels, it used to be they were kind of hungry have our baseball teams at one of their hotels. And now, I mean, it's space is limited because there's other Little League games. There's a rodeo this year that we're working with to collaborate to promote them as they will promote us. And just making sure we have our ducks in a row. Then setting up the hosts, with how important they are, as you know that history with them, of making sure they have the communication with the regions that they're going to be working with so they can kind of get out front and talk to at least a couple of those people and let them know who to talk to and who the contact is. Also, we're working on, working with the Hall of Fame inductees. We have to communicate with them. We have to get their jacket sizes. We get their ring sizes, do all those type of things.
Get their videos produced.
Yes, and since we've changed that's thank you for reminding me that. I may have to check that email out. But to get those produced and sent to our team there so we're ready to go. Working to get the convention center and get those contracts and just renewing contracts and doing those things. And it works, but we touch it every day. And then we're getting people that are emailing us or calling. Happen to be in Grand Junction this year because my grandson's graduated from high school. How do we get some tickets? Those type of things. And we make a real special effort that we return those calls.
I mean, absolutely.
Because that's what this is all about, those memories that those people have. We have another family that's been here for 50 years, and they're doing a brief reunion, and they wanted to make sure which hotels was the headquarters was out and those type of things. So we just make sure it's part of the family.
Yeah, every coach that we talk to, I think Buckeye can back me up on this, talked about the relationships they've built here with yourself and with Colt and Darren Starr and
right.
Bruce and Walt and everybody
right.
and people they've met here in town that they've built relationships with and just always a cool thing when we talk to some of those coaches that have been here and they're like, hey, tell Jamie I said hi, or tell so-and-so I said hi. And it's always cool because that it shows the personal touch that comes with everybody that works in the committee and just the community, even those people that aren't members of the or part of the JUCO committee.
Oh yeah,
and just the way this community embraces the event.
Well, when we talk about that, there's people part of the committee, and then when I do get the opportunity to travel and see a coach, and they'll ask about a person's name that's not on the committee, but they help them out on a Sunday morning to get something at a store or find an athletic shoe that they didn't know where to get. Just those stories that everybody's empowered to do the best that they can do to create great memories for them. So it's pretty exciting, and it's humbling as well because it's who Grand Junction is.
You love leaving that kind of impression with people that it's that we're thrilled to have them here, and they're our guests, and we want to treat them with a lot of courtesy and respect, and we always, I think, try to do that here in town. Jamie Hamilton, chairman of the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series with us. The new outfield fence, certainly a nice addition. It was long overdue to replace that. And
we tried to do that before, as you remember.
Yeah.
So I was actually out there the other day. Major League Baseball had a clinic out at Seplesio Field. And so I wanted to see Randy Ritty was instructor, Dennis Rasmussen, who played a number of years in the big leagues and actually with the Angels organization when I was there, and then Lindstrom pitched for the Rockies as well. So I wanted to kind of see the stadium again because we had some problems with the field turf last year, as we were well aware of, and Bayou's out there, and the city's done a great job. They've really focused on it and making sure it's ready to play and presentable, as we talked about with the ESPN Plus, and making sure it really looks good. So the actual signs will be going back up here in the next couple of weeks. Guys have to use a different, with the padding, have to use a different type of attachment. You know, it's not the old painting of the signs that
painted up on the fence,
that we used to do, and those type of things. So looks good, making sure the video board's up and running, and just the little cleanups that we need to do to make it presentable for our tournament.
Anything that we need to let people know about? I know of course, you're still looking for national anthem singers, that kind of thing. Can you give us some details on that?
Yeah, we did have, just last week, we did have the tryouts. And so I think our team is going through those people and extend some invitations for them on that. As far as that right now, it's the next couple weeks is getting with the hosts to make sure that they know who their contacts are as people qualify. And then the little things that, again, create memories. We're getting calls from coaches saying, okay, I know the banquet's on that Friday night, yada, 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 but when's the Challenger game? Because we really want to be involved with the Challenger game. And that's kind of unique of what Carmen and Kelly Hamilton have put together. Those are memories for student athletes more so than maybe being in the games, is just those partnerships and the buddy system that they put together.
That's
and,
become huge, hasn't it? Because we had Miles Coachhaver, a Maverick football coach, on, and his players have been helping out with some Challenger games. And just how Miles talked about with me, how rewarding that is for his young men to be out there and be buddies for some of those players.
Yeah, my understanding, Monday night, and I got this story secondhand from my brother, but Monday night was baseball and wrestling team from CMU. Yeah. And there is a baseball player, and I'm sorry, I don't know his name, that's at Mesa right now, that came and talked to Kelly and Carmen, says, I was here with Cali County, whatever, and that's one of the reasons I chose Mesa to come back to, is what a great program the Challenger program was. So I thought that was pretty unique and pretty neat for what they do and what we've done with that community. And we've talked about it before. A number of those coaches have taken that program and taken it back to their states and tried to implement some sort of system similar to that. So that's, and the thing that's unique with 10 teams, they only have four teams that are buddies. So everybody's fighting for that.
Fighting for those
actually
spots.
Better than the championship trophy. They want to get that one. So, but then we do have the event where Strive helps us in with the other six teams to go have a picnic down by the river. And then we also have the clinic that night. So that Thursday night's quite busy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Always a great kickoff of the weekend of the Junior College World Series at Sam Saplesio Field. And once again, JUCOGJ.org to get your tournament passes. Once again, get them online only.
Yep. You
have to occasionally remind people of that. But make sure you go to JUCOGJ.org to get your tickets. Banquet tickets go on sale May 1st. So make sure you get those purchased because they're going to go fast.
There
Looking
you go.
Forward to being at the banquet again.
Yeah, thank you. Looking forward to you having as the MC. It's going to be cool.
Always enjoy it, Jamie. Always have a great time with it. So Jamie Hamilton, chairman of the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series. And don't forget, you'll hear every single pitch right here on the Team Sports Network Memorial Day weekend from Grand Junction. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back next hour. Cody Rourke from Mile High Sports, Locked On Broncos podcast, will join us, our Broncos insider. Get his thoughts about Zach Wilson, the trade for Wilson, the new Bronco uniforms. Get Cody's take on those. And, of course, the draft tomorrow night. Broncos currently sit 12th in the first round. What direction does Cody think the Broncos will go? Will they trade up, try to get J.J. McCarthy? Will they trade back? We'll get his thoughts on that coming up next hour. Right here on the program. It's a Wine About a Wednesday with Talon Wine. If you got something you want to complain about, get your complaint to us today on the team line. 970-242-1340. That's 970-242-1340. This is the Team Sports Network.
This is a Rockies Radio Network update.
There's a swing and a drive. It's gone.
Presented by Bet365.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.